It's not that they only conveyed the salam and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied, but they didn't hear it. The voice of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was heard. Wa alayka salam ya waladi. Wa alayka salam ya Aba Bakr. Read the fazail of Madina Sharif in Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah alayhi's kitab, and you'll find all these things there, that even the voices were heard. Voice was heard of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So many things has happened from the rosa of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So therefore, when we are proceeding to Madina Tayyaba, then the first thing that we should be really concerned about is our own way of life. That what type of life we were leading here, do we want to carry that same thing over to Madina Tayyaba, or that before we reach Madina Tayyaba, we must carry out a purification. We must cleanse ourselves. We must make taharat of our qulub. We must make tazkiyah of our nafs. If that we do not do and we go to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's rosa, then we can see what the result is, that lots and lots of people, millions, in fact if you have to take over the years now, some billions must have gone there and returned. But what is the difference that it brought about in the lives of the people, we can see in the lives. So we have to go there with that kind of niyat, we have to go there with that sincerity that we are going to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we know that when we go to visit a person, we are going to a person and he is going to be our host, then we must not do anything that offends our host. We must not do anything that hurts and displeases our host. If I become a guest of yours and in your own house I do things which is offensive to you, then you are not going to love me and like me. And in fact you will wish that I do not come back again there. So we are going to the rosa of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and we know that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his lifetime, there was not one sahabi that you can find who did not have a beard. Not one. In fact, it was only the sign of a munafiq who could have done that, but even the munafiqs were scared to shave off their beards. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has insisted, he has emphasized on this point, that you must lengthen your beards, and at least one fist is wajib, one fist length. Now imagine we are going to the rosa of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and when we are standing there, we are standing in a condition that is displeasing to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. We are hurting Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said that Allah ta'ala does not cast a glance of mercy upon that person who has his pants flowing below the ankles. And that part which flows below the ankles is for Jahannam. Now all these hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam shows that he dislikes a person coming there in this kind of condition. So even if we were not practicing in this before going, at least we must make up our niyat and intention that when I go to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's rosa mubarak, that I must not stand there in a condition that will be displeasing to him. I must go there, at least my outer condition must be such that when my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when I tell assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is happy and pleased to welcome me and to reply to my salam. As Haja Azizul Hasan Majzub rahmatullah alayhi, what a beautiful thing he has said. Tere mehboob ki ya rab shabahat leke aaya hoon. Tere mehboob ki ya rab shabahat leke aaya hoon. Haqeeqat isko tu kar de main surat leke aaya hoon. Haqeeqat isko tu kar de main surat leke aaya hoon. He says, oh Allah, Tere mehboob ki surat mein leke aaya hoon. Tere mehboob ki ya rab shabahat leke aaya hoon. Outwardly at least I have tried to come to the rosa of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the manner that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself is pleased with. I have tried to imitate him. Ya Allah, now you put the soul in it, you put the haqiqat in it. I do not have that kind of spirituality. I do not have that kind of soul in me. But at least the outward I have put right. Now Ya Allah, you put also the soul in it. And we know that once the structure is made, after that the soul comes into the body. So therefore this is the first thing, that before we proceed, of course all those other things you must have heard in the Hajj talk from one of the alims, that before you go you must make sure that you make tawbah, istighfar, and you pay whatever is due to people. If there is a kind of a debt which was immediately payable, then you must not be making Hajj and Umrah which is nafil or even farz, whereas here the person is just chasing around for us and looking around for us all over the shore. Where is that person gone? So this should not happen. And if any person's property we have taken illegally, make sure we return it. Because with haram money, if we are going to go there, then we are not going to return with any spirituality. Haram Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not accept. That Hajj is thrown back at the person, that ziyarat is thrown back at the person. There is no acceptance of his du'as. Therefore we must blame ourselves only if we go to Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Tayyiba, and we return and we do not find an acceptance of the du'as that we made in Arafat and Mina and Muzdalifah and Multazam, then we must blame ourselves and we must ask ourselves that where did I go wrong? If millions of people, if thousands of Sahaba-e-Kiram, hundreds of thousands of Awliya-e-Kiram, if they went to the Multazam and made dua and their duas were accepted, Ya Allah, what sin did I commit? We must check ourselves and see where did we go wrong if our duas are not being accepted. So the Rosa of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, a visit to that is a very, it's a very solemn thing. It's something that is very serious matter. It is not a play, it is not a joke. You are going to visit the Nabi of all Nabis, Khatamun Nabiyyin Rahmatul Lil Alameen. You are going to visit the Mehboob of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. You are going to visit Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If it had not been for him, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would not have created the heavens and the earth. Allah Ta'ala would not have created mankind and jinnkind. It is all because of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that we have come into existence and the whole universe came into existence. Lawlaka lama khalaqatul aflaq. Na masjid na masjid ke unche minare, na qibla na kaaba na makkah madina. نہ مسجد نہ مسجد کے اونچے مینارے نہ قبلہ نہ کعبہ نہ مکہ مدینہ محمد نہ ہوتے تو کچھ بھی نہ ہوتا. If it was not for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then where would there have been a Kaaba Sharif and Madina Sharif and Masjid Minaras? All this is because of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And we are going with the fazal of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We are not going on the strength of our wealth and our properties and our fortunes. We must remember that no person can go to Makkah Sharif or Madina Sharif on the strength of his wealth. There are many millionaires and billionaires all over the world. They go to all countries of the world and they even go past Jeddah, but they cannot go to Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif. There are so many of them. They will go for business reasons right into Jeddah and the next flight they will catch out from there, but their muqaddar is such that they cannot go to visit Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or they cannot go to Makkah Mukarramah and make one Umrah. So it is Allah Ta'ala's fazal, and Allah Ta'ala chooses from amongst the people whom He wants to forgive and whom He wants to bless and whom He wants to give something. He wants to reward them. He knows that these people, if they make sincere tawbah, then they will be forgiven, they will be given high status and rank, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give them plenty of dunya and akhirat wealth and ni'mat. But when the person does not behave in those mubarak lands and he does not behave in that land as he should be behaving, then you do not blame Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala if the person comes empty-handed with regards to spirituality and the ni'mats of dunya and akhirat with barakat and blessing. Outwardly he may get plenty of material wealth, but we are talking with wealth with barakat and blessing. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ziyarat is a very serious matter. And therefore when a person is going to visit Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then he must make sure that he goes there with halal money. With haram money, if the person is going to go there, then that ziyarat is going to be rejected. So before the person leaves from here, he must read a lot of Durood Sharif, make a lot of istighfar, a lot of tawbah, and then on the way also from Jeddah to Madina Sharif. Or if the flight is direct, then throughout the route, we must increase, in abundance we must read Durood and Salam on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We must create within ourselves that urge and that desire that to meet Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and there must be so much of ecstasy and joy as we are nearing Madina Sharif, whilst at the same time tears in the eyes and fear in the heart that I must not do anything in this Mubarak land which will hurt and displease my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, because then that will mean rejection and that will mean destruction. So the increase in the recitation of Durood Sharif is a must, especially on the journey to Madina Sharif. My Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Ki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Damat Barakatum, one very beautiful point is raised. And he said that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala could have sent one angel and destroyed all the kuffar of Makkah. There was no need for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to take his people and go away to Madina Sharif. What was the need? If Allah Ta'ala could send down the angels in Badr, could he not send them down there in Makkah Sharif? That when these people were torturing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the Sahabas, he could have sent one angel and one shot he would have finished and completed all the enemies. But Allah Ta'ala did not do that. Allah Ta'ala made his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his beloved Nabi, make hijrat and go away to Madina Sharif. And that too not at a distance of 10 miles or 20 miles away, but far away from there. He said there's great wisdom in it, there's great hikmat in it, besides all the other things that are in it. One important point is this, that if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's roza would have been in Makkah Mukarramah, then a haji's heart would have been shattered, it would have been split into two, because the haji would have been in a dilemma. he would not have known what to do. One moment it is his desire that I must make tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. And the other moment now it is his desire that I must read durood and salam on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and I must go and make a salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. So he would have been torn between two loves. And we know that we got only one heart, we cannot give it to two persons and two things. So therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made the Kaaba Sharif there, that when you are there make plenty of tawaf, when there you are make labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, and when you are in Makkah Mukarramah then say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd, and read plenty of takbir. And now that you are in Madinah Sharif, give yourself to durood and salam, and in abundance recite durood Sharif and nothing else but durood Sharif. And give your heart to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam now that you are there in Madinah Tayyibah. So this visit to Madinah Tayyibah, it is a visit to our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And as I mentioned that in reality it is a visit to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wasalam, according to Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala, he said when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left Makkah Mukarramah, everything went dark. And why should it not go dark? Because the light of Makkah Mukarramah was who? It was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now that he left Makkah Mukarramah, everything went dark. And when he entered Madinah Tayyibah, everything lit up for Madinah Tayyibah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam dearly loved Makkah Mukarramah. He did not want to leave Makkah Mukarramah. In fact, when he was taken out after going to a certain distance, he turned towards Makkah and he said, "Oh Makkah, I dearly love you. If it had not been for my people taking me out, I would not have left you." So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Anas says, when he entered Madinah Sharif, everything lit up there. Hazrat Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he gave a glad tiding to those people who stay in Madinah Sharif and they bear with patience the hardships of Madinah Sharif, that Rasulullah says that they will be my neighbors on the day of Qiyamah. So this visit to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam increased our recitation of Durood Sharif as much as possible.